Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Mood Control. Saying you might as well pay attention. You can't afford free speech. Mood Control is designed to render funkable ideas brought to you by the makers of Mr. Prolong, better known as Urge Overkill. The pimping of the flame principle.
Oh, but we'll be taken lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache. Cause it's cheaper to funk than it is to pay attention. You dig? A huckabuck! And lo and behold, one funking with Mood Control.
Epic kind of beer.
Deprogram, program, like a woodpecker with a headache.
When you're taking every kind of pill.
The non-profit organization.
Yeah.
pay attention.
They go again.
You might as well pay attention.
Come on, girl. Put your snoot to you, you mother. Start out here, citizens of the universe, getting it on, partying on the mothership. When Gable's horn blow, you better be ready to go. Swing low, time to move on. Light years in time, ahead of our time. Free your mind and come fly with me. It's hip on the mothership. Grooving, star child, we're coming forth to take you home. Get it on.
Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, And tonight, Brother Eddie will be speaking on It's Up to Us to Fix Us, and this is part two. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great, great, great. And how are you doing this evening?
Oh, boy. I'm rushing. I just made it back in the door like at 20 of.
Okay.
1 minute to the show.
All right.
So I've been rushing. I got everything sitting on the freezer.
Okay. All right, then. Exhale and get yourself situated while we get on into tonight's class. And before we even start, as always, I'd like to start off with Ashe to the ancestors, Namaste to the elders, peace, respect, honor, and love to our family and listening audience for your time and space. And most of all, this portion of your life that you share with us is greatly appreciated. As always, thank you, family. Thank you, thank you. Thank us. So with that, did you have any current events that you wanted to start off with?
No, you can go ahead. You can go ahead.
Okay, then. So, again,
I was rushing the day, so forgive me.
Yeah,
forgive me, y'all.
You just said that you just got in, so I understand that. So, again, family, this is part two. And starting off even with the dates and connecting the dots from last class. Last class, 9/13/2023, was a two. And we started off talking about the two, dealing with the state of amnesia. Amnesia is 20 that we're in. And we're on the path of our memories to be returned or to remember what we've been dulled to sleep with. And remember, it's 29, which is also a 2 that's helping us with this state of amnesia. But today's date, being 9/20/2023, is a 9. So that's the part 2. We're dealing with the information of the 9, but 2 and 9 comes to an 11 or 9/11, which basically we're going to see. And Sister Antoinette, within the slideshow, has some very interesting information dealing with today's date. Today, September 20th, 1850. And hopefully we know caught on real quick. 1850 comes to a 5, family. 1850 was the abolishment of slavery. It was called the Slavery Code. Code is 14. But in that, they go through a long spiel of basically what they did and how it came to be and this, that, and the other. Like I said, within the link, you can pull that up dealing with that date. I just wanted to touch on that 9/11 or as today's date, that 11 is no more than a 2 or 20. 9/20, 9/11. 9 plus 11 gives us that 2. We go back to amnesia being a 2 and remember being a 2. But it's very interesting. 9/20/1850 was 173 years ago. 1 plus 7 plus 3 is a 11. That's another 2. It keeps coming back. And we'll see how different times all these numbers basically keep speaking to us. And a lot of this that I'm giving and sharing tonight came to me all within the last 2 or 3 hours from the family sending me different texts with links to it that I mean, it's all connected, family, and that's the thing with me. I just look for the number and see the connection right away. But it'll be remiss if I wouldn't backtrack somewhat. And basically, it's more of a public announcement. I frequent several shows. It's not a whole bunch of people I listen to, but one of the family members has a show that comes on during the weekend. And I called in, and we were talking through the show, and different links were being shared. And basically talking about the jab, talking about the shot, talking about the vaccine. We have to be very careful now because the FCC, a.k.a. the WHO organization, is basically putting the pressure on. We've been talking about being under scrutiny. Last week, last class, they cut us off because we were getting a little hot. And again, these things are going to definitely increase triple-fold, quadruple-fold, because basically they're on what would be called damage control. Let's just use it and say what it is, the WHO. And the CDC is on damage control on all of the recanted statements that they were giving during the early part of the year that now, lo and behold, some new shit that they've thrown on the wall. They're referring to what's getting ready to happen at the end of this year. They're calling it the triple demic, not the pandemic anymore, but we're now into the triple demic. So we're going to see how long before the public becomes aware, or we start seeing social media and the news pushing this narrative of the triple demic. So again, when we mention these things pertaining to this vaccine, we've been saying it for the last 2 years at least, family, on what this shot is all about. So at this time and place, we don't need to repeat what we already know. It becomes redundant. Understanding at times we know that there's new listeners, but if they are where they're supposed to be, tuning in to what we're talking about, they should already know or be able to pick up on it. So I said this because Sister V5 basically had her show suspended for a week. Terminology being why? Because it's medical misinformation. Ain't that a, yeah, medical misinformation. So those of us who frequent Facebook, Twitter, this, that, and the other, I'm quite sure you're familiar, being in the same mindset that we're in, that you have mentioned on your social media platform has gotten you kicked off, has gotten you suspended for a length of time here and there. But, again, for them to move in on Blog Talk now, they're trying to control the complete paradigm, you know, FCC, CDC, WHO, a.k.a. Bill Gates. What is a person that has no medical background doing in the WHO, World Health Organization, other than being a resource of finance to basically push what he and Melinda Gates has been pushing for years with their vaccines over in Africa. Again, it's nothing that I'm saying wrong. I'm watching what I say because I don't want anything to happen where they want to suspend dry bones program because, again, we are on his platform. So out of respect to this brother and the information that we share amongst ourselves, but this is part of tonight's class. It's up to us to fix us. When we see and hear things happening, it's in the air, it's in the wind. We can feel that breeze. Then we got to bring it home. We got to bring it home. You know, even understanding, putting together lyrics for a song to use, but in that is understanding how we hear PPP. And when we hear the words behind those letters, we go one way. PPP stands for puff, puff, pass, baby. Puff, puff, pass. But when we look beyond and look at why we are even drawn to come up with particular words and or phrases, not knowing that number that we are gravitating to, which is God, which is truth, speaking the truth, which is spiritual, the fight in and of itself. Well, puff, puff, pass comes to 58. 5 plus 8, 13. 1 plus 3 is that 4, sweetie. All day long. It's spiritual. And this is why people get into that spiritual mind once they reach that platform of highness. They get philosophical. See, so this is the spiritual realm. After the puff, puff, pass, right now we're in the same realm, but it's called push, push consciousness. Because push-push consciousness comes to 94, 9 plus 4 is 13, 1 plus 3 is 4. We back to the creator, baby, the creator within yourself. What are you creating? I'm just passing on these particular numbers behind these words that we say and don't know why we are magnetically driven, drawn to them. So in that, it even took me back to an old class, and it was like, it's nothing as a coincidence. It's all in divine order. I've been talking to my cousin, as I always do, from Cali, and she was asking me about the chip and my feelings about the chip, and she was talking to another family member who actually brought it up to her. Anyway, long story short, is that I've been talking about this since 2015. But again, that amnesia state, a lot of us have, as we call it, short-term memories, but it's that state of amnesia that we're in. If we remember Obamacare and the date that Obamacare came out was March 23rd, 2010, which is back to that 11, that 2, family, the communication that we're talking about. At that time, it came under the banner of Affordable Care Act. Shortly thereafter becoming Obamacare. But in 2015, one of my first blog talk shows I did with Sister Bev, and I talked about Obamacare, how everybody, even all of my brothers, the barbershops, were all in hooray and glee over Obamacare, and it was the best thing to peanut butter. It was just and I'm like, whoa, slow down, family. And at that time, I started using the phrase comply or die, because comply is 13, die is 14, metaphysics. But I told them, you know, jumped into something, agreed to it, signed for it, and now you're getting it and thinking it's great because you can't afford this and you can't afford that. And my question was, how many people have read the Obamacare package, which at that time, nobody who basically had Obamacare and nobody who had heard of it even took the time out to read it. Like I said, I don't want to hear any excuses, family, at the barbershops. Half of you niggas laid off, ain't got no job, we ain't working. So what's the problem? You ain't got nothing but time. But understanding, if you want to hide something from a black man, put it in a book. Put it in. Anyway, I'm sidetracked. I told them, take the time out, understanding that this health care package of the Affordable Care Act is over 1,000 pages long. I ain't have shit but time, so I read it. What got me when I got to page 1,014, there's that 14, 1,014, ain't funny, was two things, and I talked about it back then in 2015. The RFID, what is that? The radio frequency identification chip, number one. Why in the hell would a radio frequency identification chip be doing in the pages of a health care plan? What are they planning to do with this radio frequency ID chip? But the biggest thing that hit me, number two, was legal execution by guillotine. Oh, family, come on. This was 2015 when I was talking about this. Then I found out the thousands of guillotines that they have in the military installations here in America. But again, like so much other information is being disseminated, we heard and we didn't hear. I happened to pick up one of my tablets that was packed way down and came across this, and I'm like, it's timely, it's right on time. Because again, it all adds up with the numbers. So again, thanks to the family who sent me all type of information dealing with the WHO and dealing with their vaccine. Now, again, being careful for what I say and how I say it, I'm just going to give references to the information that was sent to me, family member. And it's this article is dealing with bioweapons of mass destruction. The article is entitled, The WHO's Purpose Treaty Will Increase Man-Made Pandemics. And it's by the Merrill Nass. Some of the younger brothers and sisters might want to pronounce it Nas. Hopefully that makes you remember Meryl Streep or Merrill Nass or Nas. But she is breaking down beautifully all of the ammunition and armor that you will need, that we have been talking about dealing with this jab shot vaccine. So if anybody cannot find that link and they wanted me to send it to them, again, my email is eharris12764@gmail.com.
Can you send it to me?
Oh, of course. I thought I sent you this particular one.
No,
but
I checked and you didn't.
Okay, so I will send it to you, but at the same time,
thank you.
I got tired of trying to write everything verbatim within the video because that's just me. That's my nature writing. And what I did was actually went and pulled up her article. That's her article, and you put the date September 3rd, 2023. She just updated this final version because she's been working on it. It was originally dealing with the anthrax vaccines when we were going through the anthrax scare. She was already writing about this, and now she's updated to let you know that this is a treaty, just like we have all these war treaties. This is a treaty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
That the World Health Organization is backing and basically heading. And, I mean, it's telling you basically it's dealing with biological and chemical warfare being distributed on the citizens of not only this government, but governments all over the world. Let's just put it bluntly, under the banner of the United Nations.
Oh, see, okay.
When we can't truly see the number behind the words and how it all changes, kudos to Brother Kwame, who always talks about us being on Turtle Island. Because even today, most of us still don't see that the numbers, I mean, the names change, the number remains the same. They just changed Turtle Island to the United States. They just changed Turtle Island, the United States, to the United Nations. It's all the same number, family. And this is what they're doing. And it's like, again, seeing how it's all connected, where it truly got connected under the Barack Obama presidency administration. Because I remember, I don't know if the family remembers us talking about this, that Barack Obama was elected the leader. Don't want to call him the president because he's president of the United States, but they elected him the leader over the United Nations. Never in history has been done. It's not even legal, but most people didn't and don't even know about it. How in the hell did the running president at that time become the leader over the United Nations? Conflict of interest, family. But this happened. And this is how he's deeply involved in all of this. Let me see if I could pull up something.
Brother Eddie, while you're doing that, will you have someone with their hand up?
Okay, let's bring the family in, you know, because like I said, we don't know what they might have in store, pulling the plug at any time. So, yeah, let's bring the family in.
Okay. Area code 708.
Peace, hello. I was just sitting back listening to this brother You can put me out and let me come back later. I was listening to everything Brother Eddie was saying there.
All right, greetings and thanks, fam. Thanks for tuning in.
Okay, I'm going to put you back. Do me a favor. Press 1 to take yourself out of the queue and press 1 when you're ready to come back in, okay? Hello? Okay, I don't know if he got that or not, but.
Well, he said he was going to go back anyway. So,
yeah, but see,
again,
I don't know when he's ready to talk if he doesn't take himself off.
Okay.
And put himself back in, you know, because his hand's just going to stay. Okay, he did it now.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, again, to let you know how deeply Obama was into all of these different things. This could be found under the National Library of Medicine. And it's under the Science Engineering Ethics Act online in 2016. Mm-hmm. So, again, they're telling you about the GOF. GOF stands for gain of function. What are they talking about, family? The function of your body. Now, the GOF research posed a risk regarding biosecurity and biosafety. In 2014, the administration of the U.S. President Barack Obama called for a pause on the funding. Wait a minute. He called on a pause of the funding. So that means he's been, and the United States government has been funding things dealing with biochemical warfare. The U.S. government's funding of the GOF experiments include involving influenza, SCARS, and MARS are the different so-called viruses that they were dealing with under the U.S. National Science Advisory Board for Biosecurity. So, like I said, me dealing with other articles, basically starting with the doctor, the Merrill Nance, I kept seeing other little links that I started to resonate with, so I hit it and came across this and said, ain't this something? And I had to put this phone down because I saw myself, as we say, getting caught in the web, getting caught in the net, because instead of constantly preparing for the class, I was kind of somewhat led on a different path. But again, knowing by number, it's all connected. See, because again, if the WHO does what it wants to do, it will have a disastrous effect on the population. And this is why I suggest all to basically go look at this article that Dr. Merrill Nance basically wrote, because things we've been talking about, things we had no idea of, the bio weaponry being used way back before World War One. We, United States being we or them, but we're part of it, being here, Russia, China started to get into it, Germany, during, before and after World War II. She goes back and she has a history of what Japan did to China, hundreds of thousands of people. What Germany did to horses to see how it worked. At that time, nobody advocating for the animals and cruelty to animals and their mute, but how many animals have lost their life due to experimentation of governments all around the world? We just can't say the United States anymore, because we know that a lot, if not the majority of a lot of these scientists come from Germany. They come from other places and come over here. They're bought over here by the United States and the government by way of taxpayers' money. I don't never want to leave that out, the scenario on how we're being used to fund all of their nonsense. You know, so again, we have to disseminate and share this information because, again, getting back to that puff puff pass, push push consciousness, being the four, this is what we're doing. We're speaking spiritual truth. We're speaking the lessons. As we said, the revolution, which is 40, that four, will never be televised because the revolution is speaking the truth. Revolution is for, truth is for. That's why the truth is the revolution. That's what's going to set us free. That's what's setting us free. This is why they cut us off last week. This is why my sister V's show got suspended for a week. Because, again, comply or die. Might not be the physical death, but it's cutting you off at the knees or at the brain or at your voice where you cannot voice. But that's why we have to be cautious with what we say, but we have to use these opportunities anytime we get them to really share useful information, because the information is that date of today's date, being that nine, it's the information. Stay on your square. Stay in your lane. Just share that learning that you have experienced. Because your experience is your truth. So you can't share nobody else's experience if it's not yours. If it's a part of yours, then you can share that part. That's your experience. But other than that, if you ain't speaking from the heart, from that experience, it's not your truth. You pushing somebody else's paradigm. Puff, puff, pass. This is why we got to stop. And we have to now become visual storytellers, because it's the visual that truly affects. It basically gives that amplification to the words that we're giving. That visual now brings it home. It puts that exclamation point on what's being said when we help with a visual story. This is what they do via the television, via the monitor of your computer, via everything that you watch. It is now visual. So along with the audio that you're hearing, the visual, now you can see what's being said, and it amplifies and magnifies those thought patterns that put something in your brain that was never there before or you never thought about it. So that's why I was where I am now that I'm bringing it up. I see Sister Antoinette actually put it in the link also dealing with my first book, Thought-Provoking Possibilities, Take the Chain Off Your Brain. And I just wanted to use some of that to bring home what we should and could be doing. But it says that, and I'm changing it up, this information that you now get, you need to think and examine your thoughts with an open yet critical mind. All of your preconceived notions and or prejudice must be abandoned by your inquiry of the truth. No more excuses. No more lies. I urge you to approach any information with caution, as only a guide to the truth in which you seek. Because that's it. in a nutshell, any information we get, we have to be careful. That's where the research and investigation comes in before you start to spreading your thought everywhere you go. See, this is why we got to bring it home. Home is where the heart is. Your home is no more than your brain. Once you have the common sense, and I say it a lot, and now I hear a lot of people saying it, which is always good, because once I put it out there, it's out there. Common sense ain't common no more, family. And we see this in the streets. We see this in our jobs. We see this every time we leave our door. And some of us live with it in the places you reside in, from your own family members, your own people who claim to love you, because the revealing is on now. All is being revealed. It all depends on you, where you are in your journey, and how much you can or can't see. Are you still part of the blind being led by the blind? See, we getting ready to go through a very money-making holiday next month, which is called Oh Hallows Eve, Halloween. And on Halloween, the phrase is trick or treat. See, trick being 23, 5, blind being 5, blind is 14, treat is 25, which is 7, faith is 25. So have you been tricked into a treat because of blind faith? See, do we just keep our faith in what we've been given, dealing with what's called religion? No such thing. Man made up words when we talk about titles and labels. They took the word of God and put titles and labels and names on it and called it religion. And the masses of people have been in a ball of confusion ever since. Tradition runs supreme in a lot of things that people continue to push. It's what grandma, grandpa, great auntie or somebody told them, that again, never having a personal relationship with that book called the Holy Bible. Still pushing the narrative of your preacher, whomever. See, but again, we don't need to talk much about the Bible in a negative pretense, because again, all is being revealed. So people who believed in one way don't believe that way today. This is just, as Prince said it, signs of the time. And this is what we're getting to. Those signs that are helping us to remember, to wake up. Sister Antoinette, were you trying to say something?
No, I was listening.
Okay.
I'm listening and taking notes, and I hope everyone else is taking notes as well.
Yes. So, again, like I said, these distractions, and here's a funny thing that hit me, and we haven't even gotten there yet, and you know me, family, I'm not into politics. By no means stretch of the imagination. I got fooled the first time with Barack, and that was it, you know. But, again, it takes me to what we say so many times, choosing the lesser of two evils. And now we're getting ready to have what I'm seeing on the ballot, a Republican and Democratic candidates who have records, who have fucking records, who, excuse me, family, who are allegedly under scrutiny for the things that we've been talking about for a long time now that they have done. And now they're being charged, and Biden's son, they keep trying to push it off on Biden's son and him with a gun, and because of crack on his laptop and underage girl. Come on, they're still trying to take the heat off of Biden and his part that he's been pushing before he even got into office. And it's like I said, with everything, if anybody's serious on really winning, well, ain't nobody telling the truth. This is why they all under the so-called eyes of another mafia, mob-type entity called the court system. Mafia is 14, 5, mob is 5, court is 23. Don't think that your courts ain't ran by the mob, family. Because when you look around, most people know that most of your judges are Freemasons. Freemason is 32 to 5. Judges are 32 to 5. You can't get away from it. We got 5 on it now. Everything is being revealed. That's why reveal is 5. The code is 5. The code is being revealed. Mm-mm. No, ain't no stopping us now. Us. That's why it's up to us to fix us. Because we all got a part of this puzzle that they have scrambled up and gave us in history to sort out. Well, it's getting easier now because so many of us have what is needed to give what we need. You got to use what you got to get what you want. That's what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing. So, again, it's so much has basically came past me, like I said, within the last day, that it's like it's almost a overload that I was going through right before the show. And again, I had to revamp the way that I'm distributing the information tonight, because again, being cautious and aware of what I'm saying, dealing with not only the FCC, the CDC, and the WHO. We have to be very mindful and not to use the wrong words. But as we said by now, we said the same thing dealing with certain things over and over and over again. So the thing now is to be able to use what we're using, like I'm doing and we all will be doing and we're doing, coming up with ways to be to be sure that we're capable of distributing information to the family. And again, knowing that we have to be careful and not step on toes kind of makes it a little difficult sometimes. But again, if we are in the place we're supposed to be and doing what we're supposed to do, it's no problem. We can always find a way around it. We've always been an adaptable people. Adaptability is key. And this is the same thing that we're learning to do now, is how to adapt to a system that has never been conducive to who and what we are by the language or anything. This is why, again, we are going through decoding, deciphering, and exposing all of the nonsense that makes no sense. See? So that's where we are. That's what we're doing. No more, no less. Like I said, I ain't got the complete picture because I stay on numbers. So I'm staying in my lane. And I know I am because, again, the family gives me what I need to keep me going, to let me know that by you even listening, family, taking the time out in your lives to basically listen to the classes. If it wasn't nothing to listen to, you wouldn't be here. So, again, I know this, you know, and like I said, I'm grateful to be given what I've been given to share with the family. And again, it's up to us to fix us. No longer are we saying, you know, I don't trust black people. I can't listen to black people. You can't give black people your money because they're not to be trusted. All the negative things that we grew up hearing is over. We don't even look at when we hear our brothers and sisters say that they're Indians. We used to, when I was coming up in the 60s and 70s, we'd look at a person sideways like, damn, you don't want to be a nigga. You don't want to be black. You don't want, because you said, not even knowing and realizing that most of the people we were even talking to telling that we were Indians, we were talking to one another. We were the natives of this land called America. You know, that whole story has to be reevaluated with all of the millions, so-called millions, dying in the second passage. You know, how much brainwashing did we get to accept that the majority of us came over here instead of the majority of us was already here? It took 200 years for us not being able to read, not knowing that during that time they was changing that brown to red.
Yeah.
Now, all of the pictures that they've shown since television was of a whitewashed carpet color individual. That's how they phrased who we were on this continent, carpet color. Color is brown. The carpet is brown. Be it a darker brown or a lighter brown, the hue is brown, not red. That's the inbreeding that happened along the way. And even those native who are red will tell you who the real father is. A carpet color golden lady and man. Golden lady, golden lady, I like to go. Oh, since I'm singing a song, I had to bring in that 9/11. I meant to bring that in with the Puff Puff Pass. 9/11 is Rick James, baby. I'm in love with Mary Jane. Mary is 9, Jane is 11. There's that 9/11 that brings you back to 2. I'm in love with Mary Jane. Ooh, she's my main thing. She makes me feel all right. She makes my heart sing. And when I'm feeling low, she comes as no surprise, turns me on with her 5. Her love takes me to paradise. Puff, puff, pass, baby. Paradise is spiritual. See, we stay on that physical and material plane and everything we hear and everything we say, and don't try to find that spiritual lesson that's being given in every situation we go through. We say we just a vessel, a temple, spiritual, having a human experience. It's 40, just like the damn experiment is 40. It's the truth. Within our story is the true message to give. That's all. We ain't got to make nothing up. You not live the part you supposed to live. Now can you give it away? It's storyteller. Tell your story and tell it well. That's why every time you talk to somebody, you learning how to tell your story over and over again until again it becomes visual. You can tell it so good that every time you tell it, it becomes visual. People visualize. That's why they use the radio before television. Two different frequencies. But even before we got television, people visualized. We had television radio shows. The Shadow Knows. Even go back to Orson Welles' War of the Worlds. Before we got the visual movie, we had a radio broadcast that brought people to lunacy, went crazy, thinking that aliens were attacking because of a radio show. How strong it is that you're able to speak in a way that people visualize what you're saying. This is what we have to take back. We were the best storytellers because we were the original storytellers. And now we're telling somebody else's story? Even when we get information, as I said, be very careful with the information that you get before you start to disseminate that information. Just because it sounds good does not make it true. But that truth comes from when and up to you if you take the time out to do your investigation and your research so that you can give the best information you have to give when you share your message. We're no more than messengers. Learn your message so you can tell it well. We all got a story to tell.
Yes.
You saying something, Sister Antoinette?
I said yes. Yes, we do.
Okay. So did we have anybody else with their hands raised as of right now, or is everybody still in just listening mode?
Everyone's just listening.
Okay. I want people to truly chime in because, again, like I said, I'm quite sure that you have questions, concerns, or even statements that you might want to share that we can add some insight to. See, and that's why, again, this ain't called it's up to me to fix us. No, it's up to us. I'm just a part of that us. That, again, that it's time for us to come around and come back knowing that fight that we're in is truly spiritual. It's a spiritual fight.
Yes, it is.
And this is why, again, they want to interrupt what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, you believe what you breathe. That's where it starts off from. That inhale, that's the first thing you did when we came into this world. The first thing that everybody does is inhale, take that breath, because you wasn't breathing air before you came out your mama's womb. That breath, you inhale is two. The word first is two. The first thing you did was to inhale. Then that crying came out, or whatever, them tears, or what have you. But you had to take that breath of life to inhale, to become a part of what you are.
Yes.
So as I said, we breathe what we believe. That's why believe is 29, which is that two. That's part of the air that you started to breathe at birth. Air is two. Inhale is two. Believe is two. But are we believing? Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
Now, I just wanted to know, did you or anyone else happen to look at the moon tonight? It's completely off from what you're talking about. But no, it's two moons. It's two moons.
Okay.
It's two moons. I mean, well, it's really beautiful, but it's two quarter moons.
Wow. See, now you got me wanting to go outside and see if I see what you're seeing, you know, because y'all.
Yeah, I mean, I told my cousin to take a picture.
That's exactly what I want to do. I want to go out and do this because, like I said, we got this technology at hand. This is what we use. We don't just do this, but I'm interested to see this. I am.
Yeah, and they're quarter moons, and that's on like, wow. So I wanted to know for explanation of, you know, what's going on.
Well, again, they've been talking about a fake moon that I'm not actually sure. I think it's China or somebody made a second or a fake moon that they put in the right. So it's no telling because, again, I've been saying for quite some time as children when we used to lay back and look up at the clouds and look at things move, we never could see the moon and the sun out at the same time. Why now do we see the moon and the sun out, you know? And, like, right now, it's I'm not in a position and we are – if it was here in Illinois and all in the Midwest, it's very cloudy because we've been getting a lot of rain. So the clouds are so thick, you can't even see any silhouette of the moon. So I'm asking the family out there. I'm asking the family, wherever you are in your locations, if you happen to go outside and you see these two moons or whatever, the Sister Antoinette, please take a picture and send them to me. I'd be greatly appreciative because these are the things like this that we need to talk about. Because while we're talking about the distractions, this is what they're doing. They're messing with nature. They're messing with the universe. They're messing with things to change our perception of reality. Because, again, we constantly talk about augmented reality. We're talking about the metaverse. We're talking about all of this artificial technology, this artificial intelligence, things that aren't real. That's why artificial, we're back to that four, puff, puff, pass, push, push consciousness. See? Artificial versus the real. Real is four, artificial is four. Is it?
Yeah.
Real or is it Memorex, family? Is it real or Memorex? See, so this is what they got us. This is part of the distraction because we didn't pay enough attention to what was real to be able to look up and distinguish, oh, that's the real moon. That's a phony moon. That ain't real.
Yeah.
Okay. I know where we are. I know where the moon, if it's supposed to be a quarter moon, half moon, full moon, wax moon, whatever type of moon, new moon, last moon, which one? What are they doing? But since, again, we're talking about these things, and before, years and decades before, we didn't talk about these things on a everyday basis. You had to either be into astrology or mysticism or something. It's a lot of us ain't into that, but we're talking about these things. Certain things like this we're connected to because knowing that the current event that happens in the cosmos, we are part of the event. See, at times, instinctively, we don't have to look up and see these things. All we have to do is to be aware because we are part of these things that's happening. But when we detach ourselves from it, now it's like it's that and this is us. This is the full moon is happening, not knowing full moon comes to four. This is spiritual. This is part of the truth that we, okay. This is why everybody's into the full moon now because by number, that's spiritual. By number, that's truth. By number, that's the answer and the solution, all four. But it's simple, and the simple things like that, like the full moon, we got so distracted with so much other stuff, we don't see the simplicity. That's why simple is 22, which is the four. The old saying is keep it simple, stupid. Kiss me. Kiss me with something simple. Don't make it complex, because that's what this system has done. It has made everything that is simple complex. It has even made everything as simple as God complex. We don't see God in his simplicity. We see it in all these multifaceted areas that we've basically been given to visualize on, to even think about, not going with inside the understanding and overstanding of the God in you, because it's no personal relationship. We're talking from everybody else's output, everybody else's narrative, except our own.
Yes, Brother Eddie, we have a caller, so maybe they can give their input into the moon as well.
Of course, yes. Yes, bring them in.
Okay.
Hopefully they got a picture of those two moons.
I hope so. Area code 810.
Yeah, good evening, y'all. It's confirmed. It is a double moon. Clear.
All right, what's happening, Brother Eric? Man, I ain't heard you in a while. Brother, how you doing?
Eric.
Yeah, everything is cool, y'all. I'm amazed. That was a good catch, Antoinette. It's a double. I usually look at the moon every night, but, yeah, I have to go out there and check out that double moon. It's clear, too. You don't have to strain your eyes. It's like,
no,
man, it's ridiculous.
Go back outside and get a picture of it if you can, Brother Eric, and send it to me, because, like I said, I'm in an area where all these clouds, I can't see nothing.
All right, let me go out and see if I can get one. I'll send it to y'all. Well, yeah,
it's beautiful.
It's an amazing phenomenon. And, you know, tonight, not only being a double night, the number seven, the way I do numbers is a 22, seven. The number seven is 20. Well, the word seven, I'm sorry, S-E-V-E-N is 20. So, yeah, it's doubling up all over the place. So, yeah, that was a good catch, Anthony. It's a great night. Thank you, Brother Eddie. I'm going to go out here and see if I can take a picture.
Thank you, man.
If I can take this picture, I'll send it to y'all.
Yeah, okay.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah,
and
okay,
I
appreciate
it.
It.
And I was asking my cousin to take it for me, because I happened to look up and see it as we were coming down my street. And I was like, oh, look at the moon.
Yeah, it's a trip. I've never seen nothing like this. It's crazy.
No, and it's a quarter moon. It's not a double. It's not a full moon. It's a quarter.
Right, right.
And they're side by side.
Well, you know, things being revealed, man. It's really hard to hide things these days. So it's all coming out. Get ready, y'all. Get ready. I'm going tight.
Nope. All right. Thank you, Brother Eric. Man, appreciate it as always.
Yep.
But. Yeah, family. See, that's what I'm talking about. It's up to us to fix us where we, you know, one of us see something and we share it, and everybody starts to see what we weren't even paying attention to. Like Brother Eric said, he usually goes out and look at the moon, and Sister Antoinette mentioning that made him go out and do it. And these are the things, once we hear things like that, we have to start applying, to start moving, action, get involved. Participate and stop spectating on everything. You don't have to participate in everything, but whatever it is you're supposed to do, just do it. Just do it, family. See? And that's why I said it's a beautiful thing, and I will always use this phrase. I live vicariously through all of y'all, family, because it's things just like Antoinette sent with today's date being the slaves being free on this date in 1850. Yeah, I didn't know nothing about that. But again, once she gave it, I did a little bit more investigating and research and just reading. And it took me to so many different places. I had to put it down. This is what I'm saying. One thing will show me something else with the number of the words that will guide me. That's my guidance. You know, guidance is 32. So for me, it's all in all the words. The numbers, it's part of the revealing. It's part of it to have a guide. So these are my spiritual guides within the numbers that I'm given behind these words. It's, and always saying, it's the hips. What's the hips? It's hidden in plain sight. The hips. What's hidden in plain sight of every woman? Her vagina. Hips is two, vagina is two, hidden in plain sight is two, vessel is two. I can go on and on because, again, remember, that's where we enter the 9-11, which is the two. It's the two. It's the amnesia. Even when we're fooled and they call God he, well, he by number is two, 11. 11 by number is female. 11 by number or 2 by number is the universe. See? So it's the universe. This is universal, so it's all connected within the universal principles of everything that's happening. Universal principles is 2. When you put both words together, it's 2. It's 9-11.
Yes.
So, again, that's what we're on. Go ahead.
Yes, we are. I just want y'all to know that the links for everything, the slavery of
1850.
Is in the show. Didn't I say 1850? I'm sorry.
Yes, 1850.
Is in the show description. Is links for various things, including Brother Eddie's book, Take the Chain Off Your Brain. And Marty Lee's Dementia and
Pi.
That link is in there as well, that YouTube. So I put these things in there for y'all. So please check them out and get Brother Eddie's book.
Well, right now I'm in one of those places where you're getting the best book right now within the classes. Class is 9, book is 9, because right now that particular book, Take the Chain Off Your Brain, Amazon and everybody else is selling it. I ain't got no residuals for it for the last 7 years. So I'm doing things in conference to do what I have to do. Do what I have to do. Like I said, ain't too much needs to be said. Y'all should be able to read through the lines, between the lines. Because, again, a lot of these people are doing some corrupt things. But, again, we got to call people on them. And that's what we got to stand for, the truth that we're on. So, yes. So, since you brought that back up, I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs, I would say, that I wrote within the book.
Great. Yes. Good.
So this first one, and again, family, I'm changing up a couple of the words. Y'all know me. I'm using the same number but a different word since it's a book and I'm using it for what's being said in the class. So with that being said, again here, it's imperative that the free will and spirit not mistake any information, including any information that we might give, for the whole truth. For if you do, it will simply become an enslaved external authority that you are bound, trapped, and conditioned by. Remember, the spirit of the Creator, the free will, is in each and every one of us. And books, any information, are only guides. Thought two, that was thought one. Thought two would be, keep in mind that you seek no one's approval within your journey. No, nor do you look to influence others. Your mission is to touch those who are open-minded and seeking clarity and truth in their own search of inner standing within their journey. Information is like a teacher.
it is never a giver of truth, but a guide and a pointer towards that which you seek. Catalyst is merely what good information is, or a great teacher becomes. Begin to learn to research and investigate everything yourself from this point on. Independent investigation and inquiry is needed in your search for the truth. Never depend on anyone else's view or the information to validate your true belief. The most important thing here is to produce your own answer and don't become prejudiced while in your search. As you grow in thought, you move on in evolution, which is true maturity. You don't want to just be a grown-up, because a lot of people that are older than we are at where we are still use that phrase, I'm grown, you can't tell me nothing. Okay. Well, that just showed me how mature you are in the statement you made. We ain't got to even conversate no farther. Let it go and move on. Thought four, an open-mindedness. Open-mindedness and emptiness is the starting point. You must let go of all your preconceived notions, fixed thoughts, and ideas. Your mind is full with your life experiences. You must empty your cup or your experiences first in order to taste what anybody has to offer you. Because we'll be in a conversation, somebody saying something, and we'll interrupt within that conversation before the person has even finished their thought. Because our minds are already full with so much information that the information we're getting with your mind being full like a cup, it starts to overflow. Because we have not empty our mind with the information that we have. It's there. You're not losing it. You're just putting it to the side. As with that full cup, you're putting it in another container. So the cup that you have, your mind right now is open to receive the new information that someone gives you without interruption. You might have a thought. That's why you jot it down, so that afterwards you can basically have a farther discussion with the individual. So getting back to thought four, you must empty your cup first in order to taste anybody's information or tea. Your empty cup is now ready to be full once you remove its contents, once you put it in another container. This is when your mind becomes so useful because of the emptiness. It's like a sponge ready to absorb. Absorb that information, fam. Then bring back everything that you know and add to, so that this new information can enhance what you already know. Thought five, one of the oldest sayings in our lives says, as a man thinketh, so is he. We always talk about that. A man is literally what he thinks. Everything is a state of mind. Your choice of free will and the movement of spirit are factors in the essentials of your life. Never stay stagnant. Constant movement and motion are needed for change and growth. Were you trying to say something, Sister Antoinette?
Yes. We have two people with their hands up. One I requested, So when you're complete,
okay, you go ahead.
I'd like
go ahead
to take,
now, just, take the calls, please. Take them.
Okay. Well, one is Brother Kwame, and I have requested him to ask him about the moon.
Okay.
Brother Kwame, you with me?
Good evening, Sister Antoinette, and good evening, Brother
Good
Eddie.
Evening.
Greetings,
Brother Kwame.
Go ahead.
Brother Kwame, have you looked at the moon tonight?
I'm sitting out, well, I just came in from sitting out back where I'm building the sweat lodge and looking at the moon as it was coming up. And I was telling the people, you know, out, I said, well, we'll be doing the lodge and the moon will be coming up. It's in its first quarter because I did a new moon sweat on the 15th. And now this is the first quarter of the moon that we're now seeing. And it's still a powerful moon because we had the super blue moon. And now this is the harvest moon, which will be full on the 30th. And all these moons are right now are Black Moon Lilith, which is a really powerful energy when she's in a sign, and she'll be in the sign of Virgo for 9 months. And so this is the season of Virgo, and these are the moon energies that we'll be receiving as she's moving in from Virgo to Libra. So I think, yeah, Libra moon. And so these are the energies, and it's really no coincidence that you're speaking and asking this question because there are about 15 guests in the house right now that they're still arriving, and they're at the other bed and breakfast. But the conversation in the house that we're at, everybody's in there talking about the signs and the seasons and their astrological charts and what are the energies, because these are the signs. This is why I said the Overground Railroad, because dealing with what's over us, we're looking at the energies of the above. And these energies are activating these people because everybody's here that we're going to do a sweat lodge that I'm building. Then the people are going up to the mountain, and they're going to be gifted crystals when they go to dig. And then we're having an ayahuasca ceremony on Friday night. And so all of these parts of reawakening oneself is part of what this shift is. And I'm grateful for Eddie sharing that, because we have to understand we are as we think we are. And these are the parts of whose thoughts are you listening to. And the thing of it is that you have thoughts in your heart and you have thoughts in your mind. Hold on a minute. Come on in. Yeah.
Are you doing crystal tomorrow?
I got to finish the lodge tomorrow. So unless Medina want to take everybody up.
Okay.
Because I'll be working on the lodge tomorrow.
I'm going to charge you for that, because it's $225 for everybody to get into the sweat, into the $25 each, you said.
Yeah. If it's over 10 people, you should be able to get a discount. I don't know if they still do that at Ron Coleman's, and I was on this call, but.
Nine. If Cypher goes and gets 10, I don't know.
Yeah. If you got 10 people, they usually give $25 off it for the all 10 people.
Are you okay out here?
Yeah, I was on the call.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, Brother Kwame, what I wanted to ask you about was that Brother Eric had called in, and he has seen it as well. It's a double moon, and it's two quarter moons.
Two quarter moons
that are side by side. Do you know anything about that? What it means anything?
No, I don't know anything about the double moons, but I know that there are planetary alignments that it looks like there are two moons because of the size of the planet that it's that. Or it could be that too. I can't answer to that. on the double moon. I was out there just now looking at the moon, and it's a single quarter moon because it's just now beginning to wax. It's in the state of waxing. It's beginning to light. This is what it's doing now, and I didn't see any double moon as I watched. And I'm looking out the window, and I can see it, you know, the moon over the in the trees. So, no, mm-hmm. I don't know about a double moon.
Yeah, see, Eric's seen it as well. He had called in that he's seen it too.
Okay, was it yesterday, today, or tonight?
Tonight.
He's saying tonight. I asked him to send a picture. I'm still waiting for him because he is supposed to be sending me a picture, so I'm getting something now. So y'all continue. But, yeah, he's Sister Antoinette, and he said they seen it tonight. That's why I asked all the people, whatever area you're in, because my area here in the Midwest, I can't see anything. It's so cloudy. You saying you just seen the quarter moon rise. So in different areas, we might have, well, we all have a different angle that we're able to see. So, yeah.
Right, because I'm in Hot Springs, Arkansas. So I'm in the southwest. So this is where. And, you know, you're up there in Delaware. So we're all from different angles. And I don't know where Eric is at. So in the angles that we're seeing,
I
think
he's in Detroit now. I'm sorry.
So he's up in north. So he's up there where Eddie's there. He's up there in the Midwest. So, you know, we're each seeing it from a different view, same moon, but different spaces in which we look at. And so these are the parts of getting to understand, you know, the signs and the seasons. This sign of the moon, this moon now is the last moon of summer. Because on the 30th, it won't complete its fullness. The last moon, really the last full moon, was the last full moon, the harvest blue moon, because that was the last moon of summer. This moon will be the moon of the fall equinox, because tomorrow is the fall equinox. Okay. Well, we have to do like Eddie and I did last year. Remember, Eddie? We were looking at it because it says equal day and equal night. But when you look at the time of the rise and the setting, it's not exactly on that date. It changes because you have to look at what time does it rise. I mean, what time the sun rise and what time the sun set. And they have to be simultaneous, so it would be equal day and equal night.
Yeah, that's why, when we was talking about that last year, dealing with the it was this year when we was dealing with the
spring equinox.
Thank you. I couldn't even get spring out my head. Anyway, the spring equinox with equal time, equal day, equal night. And we see how this is why they constantly change, dealing with not only spring ahead and fall back, but the days in each every 4 years having that leap year. It always affects when the equinox or the so-called days that they give it. So, but their date is saying this Saturday, which is the 23rd, which is a 5. 9/23 is a 5. So they're saying that it's supposed to appear or be this Saturday. But we know that the actual date of all the equinoxes are actually the 21st every 3 months. So, and like I said, just looking at the times of your time zone, the rise and fall of the moon that day will tell you the particular day that the actual equinox will be falling on. So, thanks for that reminder, Brother Kwame. Yeah,
and that's what we have to begin to do, because we're on a Gregorian calendar. Nature's calendar is different from the Gregorian calendar. It follows its order, and it knows exactly when that time of the season, because everything in nature is on that natural order clock. If you want to, it's the natural order clock. So the trees know when to bud, the trees know when to begin to fall off leaves, and it knows when, to bear fruit. it already has, it's on the Creator's time, and so it's on the natural time. And we have to get back in order because our bodies be telling us, but we be forcing it to eat and do all the things that we shouldn't be in the time of this time, because this is why we're doing this ceremony, is to detox and cleanse and then to rewire the neural net of the brains of people that's taking part in the ceremony in order to give them the energies, because now we're, everything is getting ready to recede, because this is what beginning to fall, because we spring in the spring and then we become fruitful in the sun, in the summer, the solstice, the highest time of the season, and we spring into summer, and then from summer, we fall back into winter. Spring into summer, fall back into winter.
Okay, wow.
And by the way, family, fall is 11. It's that 2 we've been talking about with tonight's titles of last week's class and this week's class coming to that 2. So we're right on time with the changing of the seasons. Fall, we're getting ready to get going to the fall, which is that 2. So
yeah,
not only we seeing things in nature fall, a lot of people come to the number 2. A lot of people are going to fall. You know, just like when I was getting into the real church and to truly understand or understand, overstand the real church starts with 2 or more being in the spirit. The key number that was given is 2. Well, that's why church comes to 29, which is 2. That's why people come to 20, which is 2. The people are the church, not that damn building. You've been giving money to those preachers in that building since you've been going to church, a building fund. See, that's why even money is 2. They got you paying to a church that ain't really a church. The people are the church.
We've been
bamboozled and hoodwinked for so long. You know, most people are just stuck.
Yeah.
So that's why the church. Bring another caller.
Okay. Sister Perry.
Sister Antoinette.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Greetings, family. Greetings. You got me curiosity'd. And I got in my chair, and I strolled out here, and now the moon hid. But over here, greetings, family. Greetings, Brother Eddie. Greetings, Brother Kwame.
Greetings, family.
Brother
yes.
Eric. Where the heck have you been? I don't want to do the Brother West on you. Anyway, okay, I don't see but the quarter. When you first mentioned it, I could see a whole one. It was like a yin and a yang, but I'm at another position, and it's just like Brother Kwame said over here, I'm calling you from Arizona, Buffalo Soldier Country, Cochise County, it's just a quarter over here, and it's behind the clouds now, so I'm going to wait until it moseys on out of the clouds to see if I still see the black. It's a circle. You could see it. Is that what you're talking about? Or you see 2 moons?
I see 2 moons. 2 quarter moons there, side by side.
Okay. I got an answer for you because I looked and see it, and it says, why am I seeing 2 moons tonight? And this occurs when there are ice crystals present in the Earth's atmosphere. And so what you're getting is like a mirror reflection.
Oh.
It's like wet in the rain. So what you're doing is you're seeing the light of the moon reflecting off of the what is up there in the atmosphere.
Okay. Wow. Well, it's very pretty.
Yeah. You know,
and I knew that you would be the one that could answer that.
Right. And, you know, it's really in divine order in that you all are seeing a double moon with the reflection of the ice crystals that are up in the heavens. And we're here, and that's why somebody just came and asked me, am I going to do the crystal dig tomorrow? And they were saying, no. I said, well, you know, the crystal dig is to dig crystals, and now you got the moon reflecting off of crystals, the crystalline energy.
Wow.
Okay, Sister Antoinette, let me know if you got those pictures, because
I
came
didn't
out
get
of
them. I didn't get them. I don't know what's going on with my text messaging, because apparently I'm not getting them from anybody.
I'm going to, when I get back in, my phone is trying to go out. When I get back in, I'll text them to you to see if you get them. And I text them to you, Brother Kwame, to see if you get them, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. And so you're having a sweat tomorrow?
No, Friday. I'm finishing.
Oh, wow. Yes.
I started building it. I got in this morning and went out and got some saplings, and I got to go get some more saplings. And, you know, it takes time to build it. Because now I know how many people, so I have to build a 12-fold, you know, lodge with that many people is going to be in the lodge. So that's what I was doing, because I'm going to have to go and get some more to get this the size so everybody will be comfortable in the lodge.
Excellent. I'm so grateful for you, Brother Kwame, and your service of the sweat lodges for this planet. My firstborn, her Earth Day is the 23rd, and I'm sure you're familiar with Lloyd Strahan.
Yeah, and
oh, okay.
I'm glad
reminded
me. Go ahead.
Okay, well, her dad, my firstborn's dad, he's still on the planet. I'm 72, so he's 81. No, I'm 71, and he's 80, and he's still on the planet in Plainfield, New Jersey. He's Lloyd Strahan's doppelganger, and I find that interesting.
Yeah, but I was reminded because tomorrow is the fall equinox, the 21st, and Brother Eddie, we were talking about, we were looking at the time on the spring equinox. My grandson is born on March 21st. My great-grandson, his son, is born on September 21st. Spring equinox, fall equinox.
And you know that Coltrane left the building in High Point, North Carolina. I think that's where it was. I don't know, but his home front is there around the corner from where you came.
Where you used to live, yeah.
Yes, sir. And he left the building on the 23rd.
Right.
I have a question, Brother Kwame and Brother Ed. Tomorrow was to be the court date, and they bumped it up to the October. I find that interesting. Can either of you or both of you share some insight on why? I know why they changed it, but I want to hear your perspective. I know why, because of the connections with the people that are dealing with me in this eviction and all of this they had to be someplace else other than in court with a jury tomorrow, and they probably couldn't find who they needed that quick. But what could be your read on it? Is why they changed it to October 5th, which is a Thursday. A 5.
And that's why I was waiting to let Brother Eddie, because that was he's the 5 man, so he deals with 5.
Okay. I'm listening.
Yeah, but the only thing is you said October 5th. The 5th is 5, but when you add the October to 1, it becomes a 6.
Yes.
So that's 6 plus 20, 23, which is a 7. 6 plus 7 gives you 13, which is a 4, actually. And
yes.
I was just talking to somebody else about something that's getting ready to happen on October 4th. That's the 5. And that mirrors October 31st. Which is Halloween, which was what I talked about earlier, the trick-or-treat, which is most people blind faith. They're not seeing the whole picture because they tricked, which makes them blind. They're into the trick. But regardless of the date, they pushed it back. You already know, like you said, instinctively when you said it's because not only they don't want to be in court, they didn't have the information, the ammunition, the arsenal that they needed. They were unprepared, so they have to push it back. That's why you normally get court dates pushed back, because people ask for a continuance because they're not prepared. They don't have everything or everybody that they need to support their case. So that first thought instinctively that you got, why they pushed it back, that was it in a nutshell. That's the way I see it.
And I can, you know, piggyback on that and saying that, you know, Attorney Moore, who's representing you, and I haven't spoken when he's tried, we've been missing each other. But the part of it is that they have to have beyond a reasonable doubt to where they can prove that they have enough evidence to say that we can remove you from this premise. And the part of it is, and they have to be able to also, that he could defend and saying this woman has had these surgeries, she's on a walker, riding in a mobile wheel, your mobility is not to where you can just get up and walk out of there and go. You have to be able to find a space that you would be able to be put in, because you're in essence, you're handicapped. And the thing is that your body is not functioning because of what happened with the metal and all the things that is that. So that's what I was saying, is that if you had proof that you had a year and a half in surgery and they were trying to evict you when you didn't even have bone in your body in that leg, and they were talking about evicting you. See, you got to use the evidence, and that they were trying to fill your space with somebody that could pay the money that they were looking at having, because you were incapacitated and have a procedure done to basically rebuild your leg.
Yes.
See, and that's the part, that's where they have to prove, because you're telling the court, Judge, Your Honor, we're throwing this woman out who can't even walk. We're going to put everything she has out in the street, and we don't care if she can't walk. That's inhuman.
You're correct.
Right.
Creator
has said and said to do this, is because even though they may be having their procedures and they got their people, the district attorney and those people working in the court system, there is a court higher than theirs. And there is only one judge, and he judges fairly.
Family, you are, and it's so interesting what is unfolding, even the information that I'm getting. Brother Eddie, numbers, and my dad told me this when I was park hostessing at Pettigrew State Park and I couldn't get home to my dad's homegoing celebration, and my dad came to me in 95 when he was making his transition, and he told me in a dream, he said, Roberta, don't be tripping about the family, because we placed you in the butterfly camp for your growth, and you don't need to come home. It's not necessary. I'm not there in this body anyway, and you know that. But this is what I need for you to do. This was in 95, family. My dad told me in a dream, he says, you pay attention to the letters on the license plate because it would tell you about the people who own that car, and you pay attention to all of the numbers. That is why we brought you here to campsite number 6. Thank you.
And Eddie said something that I'd be amiss to not really comment it on, because he was saying Halloween, right? October 31st, 10/31, right? Brother Eddie.
Correct. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You know, we used to communicate with CBs, and what is an acknowledgement of okay? 10/4.
Yep. That's a big 10/4. Oh, breaker, breaker.
Yeah, 10, 3, 31 is 3 and 1 is 4, and the month is 10, so 10/4. And that 4, the 10 and the 4, turns out to be what? That's your number, Eddie.
Yeah, the 5, that's why okay, O is 2 and K is 3. Every time you say okay, that's 23 by number.
Right.
So yes. Okay, 10/4, that's right on point. Yes.
Right. So it's like understanding how you allowed us in class to learn that when we say something and we look at it, even when we look at the numbers, they add up to give a meaning. That's a 5 on it. And that's the what? The All Hallows Day, and the people acknowledging their ancestors who have been interned into the earth. And they go and visit and acknowledge them, because the day after is All Saints Day.
Yes, indeed. Exactly.
Yeah. 5 is my number also as well, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, we all, because he's added up our names and numbers, and we all, I think it's you, me, him, and 5, all of us is 5.
Yeah.
Yep. All of us, Brother Thomas is part, he's a 5. So, yeah, we can go on with different people that call in that happen to be connected to that 5. But, yes, that 5 is no more again than everything that's being revealed at this time. As you said, we're on universal time. This is God's clock we're on that we are now getting back to. This is why we can see the difference in the calendars that they were giving us that threw us off with when the equinox should be and is and this, that, and the other. But again, like I said, if we take time and just go through finding out that when the sun rises and when it sets, to show that equal part of day and night, we will know when the real equinox is, even though they will give us their time that they're dealing with the information they're giving us. It's all to fit the scope that they're giving, but again, the words will change. The numbers of all of it stays the same. We keep saying that same five and different words, but it's still there. So, yeah, that's
right.
What's happening.
And even with that, because I was talking to a young lady that came while I was out there working, and she was talking. We were having a conversation, and I kept saying, okay, children or child, we don't have kids. Kids are goats. And she said, yeah. You're a wordsmith. And I'm going like, how did you guess? She said, it's because I could hear it when I say so, I have to watch now what I say. It's because you're a wordsmith and you help people to think.
Yes.
And Brother Eddie's the numbers, and that helps a person to think. Because
yes,
then you're mindful of the words that are coming from your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I'm here talking and have myself on mute. I'm sorry, but y'all hitting it, you're hitting it on point. You know, so I don't need to echo. I didn't need to say nothing. That's why I didn't realize I was on mute. So continue.
Yeah. So it's a very powerful time in this shifting. And even the part of talking about their calendar and what they're doing, I was hearing on while we were coming here driving and listening to the news and things, is that people are now, with the strikes and the unions are now asking for 4-day work weeks. And this is something that, you know, going back is because that 40-hour week, they're finding out with technology and being able, people don't have to do all of that work that they was once upon a time in factories and had to manufacture. Things are now, with technology, you have to spend less time in creating what needs to be done as opposed to 40-hour week.
Yes, automation is taking over. It's replacing a lot. So, yeah, automation and technology is really coming to the forefront where a lot of these places that are going on strike, they're going to find out that they weren't needed anyway because they have machines. They have artificial intelligence preparing to take their place because just like they always said, a machine ain't never going to go on strike.
No. But the thing about it is, and that even with the machine and the technology, yeah, they have these automated, that they can build certain things in technology, but then there's certain things that the human, that a machine can't do. You know, you don't have automated system for an undertaker. You don't want a robot coming out of the ambulance when you've been in a car accident. You don't want a machine delivering your child when it's coming out of the womb. It's certain things that, man can create, but certain things that the human has the ability to understand it in a higher level than technology.
Yeah, that's what the machines were meant to do, to take away what's called the human factor, which is contact, feelings, emotions, soul. The machines have none of that. So that's what they're trying to get people to actually mimic what the machines do, to be soulless, or as we call them, the walking dead. So we're walking is 21, which is 5, and dead is 14, which is 5. That's why they implemented these names to these movies and series, us never knowing that it's the number even behind the word that we are driven towards that makes us even say these particular series or movies or whatever names where you're never knowing the number behind the word is coming out of our mouth. It's the same number over and over and over. They can retitle it, rename it, revamp it, you know, repackage it, but it's still the same number. And that's what we're starting to see, you know, along our endeavors. It's happening. It's coming to fruition slowly but surely. And other people, it's coming so fast, it's hard for them to keep up. So, yeah, all of this. And Brother Kwame, keep talking because I need to go on my phone. And y'all, you mentioned, I think it was about food or something, but, man, they're having recalls on so much foods that we're eating because I think it was on, I can't remember whose show you was on, and we got to talking about the diet that we eat. And like I said, yeah, you got die in it, dealing with the word, but let's use the acronym of that word diet, which is do I eat this or do I eat that? That's mentally as well as your digestive system. You actually eating the food. You eating it physically or you eating it mentally. Do I eat this or do I eat that? Because one basically precedes the other. See, because before you put anything in your mouth, the thought is there. Am I going to eat this? Have I thought about what's in what I'm eating? But that goes along with what's in what you're listening to, not just the food, but the information that you're digesting in your brain. Do I eat this? Do I accept this or do I don't I? See, we got to know exactly what we're eating from both halves, spiritually and physically. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. Well, you're trying to say something.
Yeah, because that's an excellent point, because we were talking about diet and nutrition. They're two totally different things. Diet is to fill up. Now, I show you, and this is something that we have to go back and we have to understand why they want to cut out breastfeeding. A child does not have to be taught. You lay that baby when it comes out of the womb, what's the first thing it does when it lays next to the mother's breast?
It goes to suckle
because it knows the nutrition that it needs is in that breast. It didn't have to be taught that. It came out of the womb knowing that. And in the African tradition, when you take a child and do a naming ceremony after 7 days, you take that child, and what you do with that child is you bring it before the whole village, because it takes a whole village to raise a child. And the priest or the person of spiritual teaching will take that child in that naming ceremony, and he will take a glass of water and a glass of gin or a glass of palm wine, whatever the bitter is, and the water. You put that finger in the water and you put it to the baby's mouth, it will suckle. It knows the taste of water is what it needs, and it responds to it. It begins to suckle. You take that finger and you put that finger in that bitter water, that bitter whatever water that looks like water, and you put it in the baby's mouth, it cries. And that tells the village, and he shows that sign that this child knows right and wrong. It knows water is right for it. It knows that this that is bitter tasting is not right for it, and it responds by crying. It is our charge to make sure that this child does not forget right and wrong. It's already in us.
May I say something, family?
Yes. Go ahead, Sister Barrett.
Brother Kwame, when you were expressing about the womb, do you know the cloud, the moon is hidden? But that cloud turned into the vagina and the ovaries. And I'm like, what? Did that cloud hear you? I'm like, I was so shocked I couldn't take a picture. You couldn't probably see it anyway because it's so dark. But I saw it. It is like ovaries and the vagina. And I'm like, dang. So I'm asking, did that cloud hear you? I'm asking you, Brother Kwame, did that cloud hear you?
Evidently acknowledged it by showing you that sign in the cloud is because everything is connected. The butterfly flaps its wings here on Turtle Island and creates a tidal wave on the other side of the ocean. We're all connected to the cosmic. What goes on above has an effect because the ice crystals reflecting the moon showed Eric, and Eric contacted what other people have been typing in and saying, why is it a double moon up there? And they had to acknowledge it. It's a reflection of the crystal that is in the atmosphere that is reflecting the moon reflection. So you're seeing a mirrored image.
And not only that, it was dark. And then when you said something else, it lit back up again to like
right.
to say, you heard me. I heard you. No, I heard you. Oh, wow. Look at this, y'all.
But this is the part of saying the overground railroad, what is over us is the Milky Way galaxy. We're in it, a solar system that is in that galaxy of millions of trillions of solar systems that are in that Milky Way. We're spiraling in that one galaxy, which there are endless counts of how many galaxies that's in the cosmos and the universe.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Universe is two. Milky Way is two. Back to the communication of the universe, basically bringing us out of our state of amnesia to remember who we are. All a part of the divine intervention in divine order. That's why you sing in nature, Mother AZ, the clouds take form and take shape because even the word clouds come to 23. That's part of the code that you're looking up that is responding as you ask Brother Kwame, are the clouds hearing you? Of course they are. Nature hears everything we're saying. And once we pay attention, we start to see, we witness the beauty of nature unfold.
And the moon is coming back out again. Y'all, this is trippy.
But what Brother Eddie is saying is something is that nature is communicating, even though we seem to forget, it will still be there for us. It's just wait till you come back. It's like your mother. You can go out, or the prodigal son. You can go out and be of the world and that, and nature will still be here, and it will still accept you.
Peeking out like, yay, do you see me now? This is fun.
But
I'm on mute, y'all.
And that's the part of the mother nature is showing us as her, even though we're grown and 70 years old, and we're still the child of nature. We're all children.
Yeah. Sister Paris, there was something else that you wanted to bring up.
Oh, I do. And the cloud just gave me a tune, you know, the picture of a tune like music. I don't know what that's about, but I do, family. There's an issue with fentanyl. My sister had two strokes, and they pumped her big time in the nursing home, She was there for like 3 months. They pumped her with fentanyl like you would not believe. I just found this out last week. But the babies are leaving in New York. They created this nursery, but it was slash a fentanyl lab. And it's happening everywhere. Why is that? Are those children deciding to cross over to show us something? Why is it so much leaving? So many youth leaving.
Well, excellent question, Mama AZ. And the part that I have to share with it is, who created fentanyl? Man. Man's creation of that drug was implement knowing that it's going to kill. And we want to make money off of killing us because we're focusing in is where is it most populated at is in the lesser community. You know, you don't hear Bill Gates and the billionaire circle dying of fentanyl overdose. It's mostly in the economic strains of people that are to use that to escape their downtrodden lives or they're trying to get some relief from the pain that's been inflicted on them, why they introduce it and put it into communities of people.
However, why is it the children? What's with that? What I want your opinion about family, anyone who is here, Brother Kwame. You know, Brother Eddie.
Let me ask this question. Your question is a very, very powerful one. What do children grow into?
Adults. Yes.
Adults. You don't want those adults around, so what do?
Oh, wow. Oh, God, leave, Brother Kwame. I got to take a breath on that. Yes. Ooh.
Yeah. It's just basically thinking to Mother AZ, what we always saying. You know, who are they after? They're not after us, per se. We are on the tail end. They're trying to hush us, but more than anything else, they want our children. They want the babies. They want those innocent minds that could be influenced, corrupted, but again, like everything else and everything we've done, the babies coming in now have already been predisposed to not only technology in the womb, but now we know these vaccinations that we've been talking about. All of these things, and again, how long have fentanyl has been introduced to the public without our knowing it? A lot of these overdoses and opioid addictions are with what? When they tell us it's one thing, half of the time it's something else. They never, ever are telling us the complete, whole, total truth. So, again, we already know, just like all of our babies are coming up missing, abducted, child trafficking, all of this is connected because at the end of the day, who are they after? It's called the digital age, the youth, the children. So anything that they're doing to is for their control of the future.
Right.
That's what they're doing. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Wait a minute. Excuse me, Brother Kwame. Let me bring this person in. We have another person that has their hand up, so let me bring them in so they can join the discussion. Area code 347, 347.
Is that Brother Thomas? Brother Thomas, how's it going?
What's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
Hello.
I'm hanging in there.
Huh? Can you hear me?
I said I'm hanging in. I'm hanging in. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure, man. I've just been enjoying the conversation so far, man. I didn't have too much to add, man. They've been having me, man, working at another office all week. And it's right next to the UN, so it's just been hectic, man. Take you an hour to cross the street, you know what I'm saying? It's just, like, ridiculous. Yeah, it's just, you know, really, you know, all these, they call them presidents and dignitaries and things all over the world is here. And every car riding past, you know, got the people with the machine gun sticking out the car, you know what I'm saying? They'll block off a whole street. So if one of these presidents is staying at a hotel on this street, per se, let's just say on 50th Street between 6th and 7th Avenue. So they block off everything between 6th and 7th Avenue on 50th Street. So if you're walking down that street, you know what I'm saying, you can't walk down that part. You know, you got to walk around the block. You know, it's just ridiculous, bro. It's just ridiculous, man. Can't wait for this week to end, man.
Yeah. Hold that thought. Let's let Brother Kwame finish, and then we'll come back to you, okay?
Sure.
Brother Kwame?
No, I wanted to hear, and greetings, Brother Thomas. And, you know, it's very important that we get firsthand information, because the media is going to portray all of these dignitaries and that. But what is it doing to the people that live there every day? How is it that you take away people's livelihood in order to do the protecting of people that cause the people's livelihood to sometimes be destroyed? So it's important I'm grateful to Thomas call in, because I was just wondering, because he said on another show that he was having to go there and work around the UN, so I knew he was going to be firsthand information about what's going on and what are they doing, you know, with this world forum of quote unquote climate change. Is it really climate change, or is it they're changing the way in which they're doing the people? Because that Ukrainian president is there, and everybody's after trying to get into his head.
Yeah, I saw his speech on the Ukrainian president. You know, all he do is ask for money. You know, he definitely Jews. All he do is ask for money, man. My people are dying. Like, you signed up for this, man, and no one's supporting it, man. But he did get a lot of standing ovations and stuff. So obviously the world is full for the propaganda, you know, and Putin and the Chinese president didn't show up. Putin and the Chinese president, along with the North Korean president, and from what I hear, the leader of Iran, they're trying to form a military pact, sort of like NATO, which will put them on par with each other to share weapons and make sure that their weapons can be used by the other army, sort of like the U.S., Britain, France, Germany. We have a ammunition that goes into our weapons as the United States, Germany, France. It has to be able to be used by them too. You know, so this way, if we're at war, they're our allies, we could just share ammunition, and it'll work in their stuff, it'll work in our stuff, and blah, blah, blah. So it seems like they're on that same path. I saw North Korea got a nuclear sub now. I said, man, these dudes, man, they are truly, they should be an inspiration to black people. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't give up, man. They've been steadfast for what, since the 60s. And they got their nuclear weapons now, their ICBMs, and now they got a nuclear sub. Like, they not falling for it. You know, I respect that. But then again, you know, they our enemy. So it's interesting to see how everything plays out with this. And Biden is on. He gave his speech. And he didn't say nothing too much. It was pretty much a pro-Ukraine speech and a little bit about the climate change stuff. But my thing with the climate change is, as you see this week, they're going extra hard trying to include Africa in all this. Now, here you got these people who have no factories, like they have nothing. But you want to now bring them into your climate change goals, like they're the people who polluted the air and stuff. Like, so you got them paying for y'all mistakes, you know what I'm saying? So they falling for it, though, because they're getting all this money now. So what can you say? But I didn't see anything that's going to come out of this. I thought that the Fed today was going to up the interest rate again, but he didn't. So I was expecting the stock market to tank. And I was telling people, you know, if it tanks, buy stock, buy up, because the value is going to go right back to where it was in a couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying? People are going to panic and sell. But, yeah, that's all I had to say for now. I'll mute myself.
Thank you for that, Brother Thomas, as always. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Oh, man, I wanted to say this, man. I was in this building got, you know, the number one tenant. And this is the headquarters for my company, which is the stock exchange. But the number one tenant in the building is BlackRock. But they have the smart elevators, man. And these are the dumbest things you've ever seen in your life. It's like, man, it takes you forever to get to where you got to go. It's just stupid. You know what I'm saying? You press the button, you know, on a little keypad, you know, that little automated light up keypad, you press the button of the floor you want to go to, and they allocate which one of the elevators you got to go to get on. But then they'll hold it there and wait for all these other people to come and get on the same elevator, you know. So you had to go to the 50th floor, you know, so you standing on the elevator. Now they're going to let everybody in from the 40th floor to 30th. You got to go, like, it's like a local train, you know. You stopping on every floor. It's like, oh, my God. I was in here for like 10 minutes by myself. They could have just let this thing go. I could have got to where I'm trying to get to. But they claim it's saving electricity and all this stuff, but it's just an inconvenience, man. Everybody's complaining about it. But smart elevators.
Wow. Wow. What are they going to come up with next? And they're talking about, they're hollering about productivity, this, that, and the other, and you know, wasted 10 minutes. Just standing on the elevator for nothing and then waiting for other people on other floors as you go from floor to floor, man. Yeah, it's, man. And again, they're going to change it up because, again, it's going to be that not only the complaint that people are having, but, again, the productivity, because people are going to start using that as the excuse of not being able to get to their place on time because of the elevator and how it's been set up now. So, yeah, it's a lot going, you know. So it's like the test run right now. They're ironing out the problems, but guess what? We got to go through the drama. We got to go through the nonsense. So, yeah.
Oh, the four-day work week, I heard you mention that earlier. That's coming out of big tech. They came up with this idea during COVID, right? So, pretty much, they don't need the people.